general directions. In the test of spoken English, you will be able to demonstrate how well you speak English. The test will last approximately 20 minutes. You will be asked questions by an interviewer on tape. The questions are printed in the test book, and the time you will have to answer each one is printed in parentheses after the question. You are encouraged to answer the questions as completely as possible in the time allowed. While most of the questions on the test may not appear to be directly related to your academic or professional field, each question is designed to tell the raters about your oral language ability. The raters will evaluate how well you communicate in English. As you speak, your voice will be recorded. Your score for the test will be based on your speech sample. Be sure to speak loudly enough for the machine to record clearly what you say. Do not stop recording at any time during the test unless you are told to do so by the test supervisor. TSE practice questions. First, the interviewer will ask you some questions about yourself. These questions are for practice and will not be scored, but it is important that you answer them. Sample questions. What is the ID number on the cover of your test book? How long have you been studying English? Why are you taking the test of spoken English? Now the test will begin. Be sure to speak clearly and say as much as you can in responding to each question. Imagine that we are colleagues. The map below is of a neighboring town that you have suggested I visit. You will have 30 seconds to study the map. Then I'll ask you some questions about it. Number 1. Choose one place on the map that you think I should visit and give me some reasons why you recommend this place. Number 2. I'd like to see a movie. Please give me directions from the bus station to the movie theater. Number 3. One of your favorite movies is playing at the theater. Please tell me about the movie and why you like it. Now please look at the 6 pictures below. I'd like you to tell me the story that the pictures show, starting with picture number 1 and going through picture number 6. Please take 1 minute to look at the pictures and think about the story. Do not begin the story until I tell you to do so. Number 4. Tell me the story that the pictures show. Number 5. What could the painters have done to prevent this? Number 6. Imagine that this happens to you. After you have taken the suit to the dry cleaners, you find out that you need to wear the suit the next morning. The dry cleaning service usually takes 2 days. Call the dry cleaners and try to persuade them to have the suit ready later today. Number 7. The man in the pictures is reading a newspaper. Both newspapers and television news programs can be good sources of information about current events. What do you think are the advantages and disadvantages of each of these sources? Now I'd like to hear your ideas about a variety of topics. Be sure to say as much as you can in responding to each question. After I ask each question, you may take a few seconds to prepare your answer, and then begin speaking when you're ready. Number 8. Many people enjoy visiting zoos and seeing the animals. Other people believe that animals should not be taken from their natural surroundings and put into zoos. I'd like to know what you think about this issue. Number 9. I'm not familiar with your field of study. Select a term used frequently in your field and define it for me. Number 10. The graph below presents the actual and projected percentage of the world population living in cities from 1950 to 2010. Describe to me the information given in the graph. Number 11. Now discuss what this information might mean for the future. Number 12. Now please look at the information below about a trip to Washington, D.C. that has been organized for the members of the Forest City Historical Society. Imagine that you are the president of this organization. At the last meeting, you gave out a schedule for the trip, but there have been some changes. You must remind the members about the details of the trip and tell them about the changes indicated on the schedule. In your presentation, do not just read the information printed, but present it as if you were talking to a group of people. You will have 1 minute to plan your presentation and will be told when to begin speaking. Now you may begin your presentation. End of test.